Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Ninar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Fair Tax Book by Neil Bortz makes a forceful, highly accessible case for a sweeping change to the American tax system, replacing federal income taxes, payroll taxes, and the IRS with a single national retail sales tax. Written for general readers rather than specialists, the book frames taxation as both an economic design problem and a lived, everyday burden that shapes work, saving, investment, and privacy. It argues that the current code is too complex, too political, and too expensive to comply with and administer, and that it punishes productive behavior by taxing income multiple ways. In its place, Bortz presents the Fair Tax proposal as a simpler, more transparent system that would make taxation visible at the cash register, reduce compliance headaches, and potentially encourage growth. The book also anticipates common objections and highlights how the plan aims to protect lower-income households through a monthly rebate mechanism. Whether a reader agrees or not, it offers a clear tour of the claims, trade-offs, and stakes of major tax reform. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core proposal, replace income and payroll taxes with a national sales tax. At the center of the book is the fair tax concept. Eliminate federal income taxes, corporate income taxes, capital gains taxes, and payroll taxes. And instead, fund the federal government through a single national retail sales tax on new goods and services. The argument is that a consumption-based tax changes incentives in ways supporters consider healthier for the economy, because earning, saving, and investing are no longer directly taxed at the federal level. The book also stresses administrative simplification, claiming that collecting tax at the point of sale through existing retail in this framing, the tax base becomes what people choose to consume rather than what they earn. The book positions the change as not merely technical, but structural. It would rewrite how citizens experience government funding, shifting compliance from millions of households filing annual returns to businesses remitting sales taxes. This topic also covers how a national sales tax interacts with prices and wages, because embedded income and payroll tax costs would no longer be part of production costs, at least in theory. The book uses this to argue that sticker prices could adjust while take-home pay rises, though the real-world transition is presented as a key question. Secondly, complexity and compliance. Why the current system is portrayed as broken? A major theme is that the modern federal tax code creates complexity that is costly in both money and time. The book argues that filing requirements, deductions, credits, exemptions, and shifting rules turn taxes into a compliance industry, benefiting accountants, lawyers, and lobbyists while imposing burdens on ordinary households and small businesses. Beyond paperwork, it portrays complexity as a political problem. When the code is packed with special provisions, it becomes a tool for social engineering and targeted favors, encouraging rent-seeking and constant legislative tinkering. The book also highlights how enforcement and information gathering create anxiety and erode privacy, tying the experience of taxation to the power and reach of the IRS. From this viewpoint, even people who owe little can still face high compliance costs, and the system can feel arbitrary when similarly situated taxpayers receive different outcomes due to differing access to advice. The fair tax is presented as an antidote, fewer moving parts, less annual filing, and fewer opportunities for carve-outs. This section also implies a cultural shift, where transparency replaces hidden withholding and complicated end-of-year reconciliation. The critique is designed to persuade readers that reform is not about marginal tweaks, but about replacing a structure that predictably produces confusion and political manipulation. Thirdly, fairness and progressivity, the prebate and distributional debates. Because sales taxes are often criticized as regressive, the book emphasizes a mechanism intended to protect basic living expenses, a universal monthly rebate, commonly described as a prebate, calibrated to the poverty level. The idea is that every household receives a payment that offsets the tax burden on essential consumption up to a defined threshold, making spending on necessities effectively untaxed while higher discretionary consumption bears the full rate. The book frames this as a way to maintain or increase progressivity without using the income tax system. It also argues that under a consumption tax, people who spend more contribute more, including visitors and those participating in the economy without reporting income. At the same time, the topic necessarily raises practical questions. The book addresses from its perspective how to define the tax rate in a way that matches revenue targets, how to prevent fraud, and whether the transition creates winners and losers across age groups and income levels. The book also contends that eliminating payroll taxes changes the picture for workers, especially those at lower wages, because take-home pay could rise if employers pass through tax savings. This topic is where moral language enters. Fairness is defined less as equal treatment under complex rules, and more as a transparent system that avoids penalizing work and savings while still ensuring that basic household consumption is shielded. Fourthly, economic incentives, effects on work, savings, investment, and growth. Another major topic is how a consumption-based tax might change economic behavior. The book argues that taxing income discourages production by reducing the reward for work, entrepreneurship, and investment, while a tax on consumption encourages saving and capital formation. By removing taxes on wages and returns to investment at the federal level, the Fair Tax is presented as a pro-growth reform that could attract capital, increase productivity, and expand job opportunities. The book also ties this to global competitiveness, suggesting that eliminating corporate income taxes could influence where companies locate operations and how they price goods, because the tax embedded in production costs would be reduced. It further claims that transparency at the point of purchase would make the true cost of government more visible to voters, potentially affecting spending discipline. This topic also examines potential inflation concerns and price adjustments. If income and payroll taxes disappear, market forces might shift wages and prices in ways that partially offset the new sales tax, but outcomes depend on competition, labor markets, and policy details. The book tends to emphasize long-run behavioral shifts, such as higher savings rates and simplified business decisions, over short-run disruption. It positions the reform as an incentive reset, aiming to reward earning and investing while leaving taxation to the moment of consumption. Lastly, implementation in politics, transition risks, enforcement, and public acceptance. Large tax reform is as much about governance as economics, and the book engages the practical and political barriers to adopting a system like the Fair Tax. One issue is transition. People have planned their finances under the current code, so removing income tax changes the value of deductions, retirement strategies, and housing-related incentives. The book addresses concerns about double taxation on existing savings and how the rebate mechanism is intended to soften the impact on lower-income households. It also discusses enforcement, shifting collection to retailers and service providers, which raises questions about audit strategy, evasion, black market activity, and coordination with state sales tax systems. Another practical question is rate presentation, because sales tax rates can be described in different ways, which can shape public perception. The book argues that transparency and simplicity can help acceptance, but it also acknowledges that entrenched interests benefit from the current complexity and would resist change. The political narrative includes skepticism toward incremental reform, asserting that a clean replacement is harder to game than a patchwork of fixes. This topic ultimately frames feasibility, whether the public can be persuaded to trust a universal rebate, accept a visible consumption tax, and believe that income taxes would truly be repealed rather than layered back on later. The book treats these obstacles as real, but not insurmountable, emphasizing messaging, legislative design, and sustained public pressure. In conclusion, this book best fits readers who want a clear, persuasive tour of one of the most prominent proposals for replacing the federal income tax, policy-curious citizens, business owners frustrated by compliance, students exploring public finance, and voters who want to understand what people mean when they advocate a consumption-based system. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening how they think about incentives, hidden versus visible taxes, and the trade-offs between simplicity, fairness, and revenue stability. Even if you disagree with the solution, the book helps you identify the key questions any major reform must answer. Who pays, when they pay, how the burden shifts across households. Compared with more technical tax texts, it is worth buying for its strong narrative clarity and its focus on a single coherent alternative rather than a catalog of minor fixes. It also stands out from generic political commentary by grappling with common objections such as regressivity and transition effects through the rebate framework and administrative arguments. Readers looking for a rigorous academic model may want supplemental sources, but as an accessible, argument-driven introduction to the Fair Tax idea, it provides a concrete foundation for informed debate. If you would like to support Neil Bortz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.